Now, a half barrel, I think, weighed about 100 pounds, but a full barrel weighed 196 pounds of flour. Now, you went there to buy it, now it was plain flour. You had to use, get your baking powder or baking soda and your own shortening and salt and all, and you had to know how to make that bread.
What kind of bread?
Well, they mostly made biscuit or iffy, and the people of the South made what you call a whole round loaf of bread, see? They just make it and put it in there, and the thing would rise up, then they'd cut it up in slices. Now, if they made light bread, they make yeast. Now, my mother could make it. They made it out of Irish potatoes somehow or another. Well, you could take that yeast and carry it on. You take a piece of that. It wasn't merely the light bread and the biscuit. And then cornbread. Now the Southerners used a lot of cornbread. Now you take black-eyed peas and peas, they'd put cornbread. They have the big chunks of cornbread. Some of them made it thin, some of it thick, whichever way you liked it.
I used to like for it. If it was,
huh?
Did you have different names for it, whether it was thin or thick?
Well, they call it thick cornbread or. They'd ask you which you'd rather have, thick cornbread or thin cornbread. And then we had what we call fried bread out of cornmeal. They can mix it up and fry it just like you do pancakes.
What'd you call that?
We call it fried bread. It's good too. I like it and like it right now. You know, take cornmeal and take eggs and milk and mix it up, you know, a little flour. You put a little flour in it. And then mix it where you can pick it up a spoon and pour it in a pan. Take Crisco, of course we used to have the old bacon grease way back yonder, and fry this fried bread. We call it fried bread, and it's really good. Don't let it get cold. That's when they put it in the swill when it got cold.
In the what?
Swill, you know, for the hogs.
How about, did you ever have it made in individual pieces, cornbread?
Yeah, they had a muffin pan, see? And they would fill these up there and they call them muffin bread.
You know, you said you sliced it into pieces. What were those pieces called?
Oh, slice. It's called sliced bread. Slice of bread. Now, light bread, they had to cut it with a knife. Even when they bake us. Now, this same Mr. Sterling here, his daddy, run the store. They sent to Fuendina, they had a bakery in Fuendina, and they get this baked bread in loaves, but you had to do slice it yourself with a knife, bread knife they call it, you know. Now, you had to have it sharp and you cut your own bread, one slice, just coming the full loaf. And Mr. told his daddy, I laughed at him, he used to get off there and never crack a smile. A lady go in there and say, Mr. said, you got any fresh bread? She meant fresh baked, see? Mr. Sterling said, no, I haven't got any fresh bread. The bread I've got salt in it. And I laughed, and that lady look out here. And he wouldn't crack a smile. He could get off some good ones.
Did you have a different name for it, whether you bought light bread in the store or made it at home?
Oh yeah, you go get light bread and most of the bread was made, but people made at home biscuit, we called it, and the cornbread, and they made another bread in the old spice.